with 50,000 people converging on Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention this week, some organizations and local businesses are saying everyone should be on the lookout for sex trafficking. Constance Kostelic helped write a Medical College of Wisconsin report on sex trafficking ahead of the convention. I've heard concerns from similar large-scale events, Constance, and we wanted to spotlight what you can do to help and to make sure that we're keeping an eye on this issue. Constance, thanks for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Sure. So why is it important to raise awareness of this issue, not only around the RNC, but obviously the DNC in Chicago next month?
So concerns, as you indicated, are often raised that large-scale events that are bringing a lot of people into a community may actually increase the likelihood of sex trafficking. The difficult part is the research is actually mixed on whether that's the case or not, but it's still, when we're bringing 50,000 people into Milwaukee and the surrounding area, it really is an opportunity to raise awareness and make people put the information out in front of people to make it more visible. It's a crime that often occurs behind the scenes, and making it more present and visible can make it more likely that we can prevent or interrupt incidents that are happening.
And what are some of the common signs that a person is being trafficked?
Sure. So there's actually quite a few. Some of them can be behavioral, so the individual might be timid or fearful, particularly around certain individuals. They might actually have physical signs of either abuse or even tattoos or scars that might indicate branding by a trafficker. Often the individual might not have freedom of movement, so they may be restricted in what they can do. There may be some disconnect. They may not have much for personal possessions, but at the same time may have clothes and accessories that don't seem to fit with their income level. They may even report that they're traveling a lot. They may not even know necessarily where they're staying. And they may be traveling with a romantic partner who might be noticeably older, or with a group of youth or young adults, traveling with an older male or female. So in combination, these signs can be indicators that something just doesn't seem right, and something may be amiss, which could lead to signs of sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm. So if you're in a bar or a restaurant and you sense suspicious activity, what should we do? I mean, and, you know, you talked about some of the common signs, but should we not be afraid to call for help? And how do you work with the venue owners to kind of alert them of suspicious activity?
Sure. Well, one of the things that's often suggested is not necessarily, particularly if the individual might be there with the person that's trafficking them, it might not be best to approach them directly, but there are both local and national resources that you can reach out to, both in the moment as well as follow up to share concerns or express what's been observed. And certainly communicating with various locations, whether it be bars and restaurants, whether it be hotels, whether it be even points of transportation, and sharing those concerns with individuals that might be running the establishment or security at the location can also be a way to make the connection to resources that may be able to intervene.
All right, Dr. Constance Kostelic, I appreciate your time this morning, joining us from the Medical College of Wisconsin, talking about a new report on sex trafficking ahead of the convention and other large-scale events in and around the country. I appreciate you bringing awareness to this issue and spending time with us on the show this morning.
Thank you so much for helping to spread the awareness. It's appreciated.